Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager is praising the city for complying with the demands of the lawsuit. She says it was effective in forcing the city to open its books to the taxpayers. Rhinelander City Attorney Philip Parkinson says it was the prospect of a costly legal battle that prompted the insurance company to release the city from a non-disclosure clause that allowed the city to make the settlement public.
I don't know if they didn't anticipate that the local newspaper and local public radio would pursue this as aggressively as they did, but when the AG brought suit, they were looking at, I believe, expending a substantial amount of attorney's fees defending this.
The Rhinelander Daily News and WXPR Radio had invoked the public records law demanding the details of the settlement. Parkinson says he supports the public's right to know, but he says the city could end up losing more money as a result.
The con for the city is now people know what we've settled for. We already have people that we are still in litigation with looking for higher monies against the city regarding the landfill because they think we have this amount of money to work with. And I guess the chips will fall where they may, and just makes our job a little more difficult dealing with the other parties.
Rhinelander has already spent more than $2 million on a cleanup plan for the landfill. That includes planting trees to soak up groundwater and reduce runoff. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.